What's up, casters? It is your friendly neighborhood editor and sound guy here, Griffin. If you've been in the Discord, you are probably aware that these next couple episodes, including this episode, is live. For those of you who don't know, we don't get the chance to play live often. We're in different parts of the world. Well, not the world, Canada. We're in different parts of Canada. So it's not very often we get to be in the same room and have the same experience that other folks do when they get to get together with their friends and get to roll some dice and hang out with people. Real people. Actual real people. In real life. So all this to say, it is not going to be the quality of audio that you are used to. There's a whole bunch of problems. When we laugh or when we yell, the audio peaks and totally cuts out. We're missing some dice rolls. There's not a lot of opportunity to put in any music or sound effects because the qualities of audio are just like vastly different. But what I hope is that it feels just a bit more like you, the listener, are in the room with us. Because you were. We just had one mic set up around our table, and we're eating pizza, and it's like a real D&D game. And, you know, on a technical side, the rhythm's better. In the edit process of Die Has Cast, I have to sometimes edit things for it to feel like a natural conversation, because we're all on our single track. So, yeah, for the next couple episodes, you will be playing live with us in the room. And there are some cons, but I believe that the pros vastly outweigh them. So, without further ado, the first episode of Die As Cast Live.
Welcome to the Die As Cast Podcast.
Eat, Papa,
eat.
That's good.
Yay!
So scared to breathe or look at your friends.
I know. What are we doing here?
You just let me know when to start.
Hey, we're ready.
We're going.
All right. Welcome back to Unworld.
Yeah, baby. We're okay. We're live, baby.
Welcome back to Underworld Unveiled.
I'm touching Diego's arm.
Oh, I'm touching Carlin. Your arm. Kevin, we got each other.
Remember last episode where you said the Wraith was touching my baggage?
Oh.
Remember when he critically touched you?
I do remember that.
True, Kevin, I forgot about that. Sorry, Dad, sorry.
Hi.
Welcome back to Underworld Unveiled, where today we're diving deep into the controversial and often perilous exploration
of
Fae Circle.
Hit that volume, you're the furthest away.
You want me to speak slow?
Oh, what is that guy's name? Tweed?
All right. Welcome back to Underworld Unveiled, where today, diving deep into the controversial and often perilous exploration of the Fae Circle. With us is our panel of daring explorers who've recently navigated the depths of one of the most infamous properties in the underworld. Today's discussion promises to be a fiery one as we challenge our guests on their decisions and experiences in the newly discovered crypt.
Is this House Hunters? What's happening?
Let's turn to Maeve. You led the decision to ascend the dark staircase rather than explore what might have been that innocent side door. What drove that decision? And do you stand by that choice given the dangers that awaited below?
I have a really strong sense of intuition.
Moving on to Chisk. The crypt is...
Oh, wow.
Could be a whole answer.
That's great.
No, it was a full sentence.
Full sentence.
Moving on to Chisk. The crispy environment demanded a high level of stealth.
Mm.
Yet the group had mixed success in maintaining quiet.
Mm.
Chisk, what were the biggest challenges you faced trying to sneak through the crypt, and how do you think this impacted the safety and success of your peers?
I think my overall nervousness in general didn't necessarily help in this situation.
Gideon, okay. Your journey took a turn.
I gotta say, panelist, I'm ready to jump on any misspeak you do, because you're kind of sassy.
Your journey took a turn for the worst when you encountered the flesh curtains, a truly disturbing feature of the crypt, but you seem particularly affected by this gruesome barrier. you describe what it was like going through that? And how did it affect you physically, mentally, emotionally?
The seven holy virtues are temperance, piety.
No,
lastly,
my
ass.
Lastly, Ilex, yes. You found yourself in the thick of combat with the Crypt's defenders.
Yes, I did.
These encounters were quite intense. Could you walk us through what it was like facing off against these ancient protectors? What strategies did you find most effective? And how did these battles test your mettle as a fighter?
Well, as ever, I just sort of buckle down and fucking do it. And I thought that really worked this past time. Why do I get to finish my sentence and cut everybody else off?
Inconsistent.
I was really gearing up for a bit where you were going to stop me from talking. And here I am.
Panel.
Okay.
Everyone calm down. I chose the squeakiest chair in the world.
I was going to say something.
Our DM's in the only wood chair.
Let's open this up.
Yeah.
Your exploration has certainly created a lot of questions about what it means to delve into such historical depths. Let's quickly unpack these experiences and get into the gritty details of your adventure. How did you feel?
I feel a bit bored, I'm going to be honest. I just sort of, I was hoping we would find Rend sooner, and yeah. I'm tired of Bulge Boys. There, I said it.
Bulge Boys?
You're not alone.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm just anxious as fuck, honestly.
I understand that a dagger could be used in roguish sensibilities. However, I wish that, ideally, the three keepers of this place would have weapons that would more closely attribute to our characters. A bow is good.
Love it.
One of us can use a staff. Yes. But a dagger sucks, but...
I don't know. The dagger came in pretty handy.
Well, that's a different dagger.
That was the dagger. Oh, yeah. The butt dagger.
One of us gave... No, it's a dagger.
It's not a butt dagger.
It's a butt... The maple dagger.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for your insight. Yes. Now, as we wrap, please take a moment and let the audience know who each and every one of you are.
It's an unusual order of events.
So, by the way.
Okay.
I am Maeve Maldorava, and...
Thank you, Maeve.
Thank you.
now we're dreaming to cut off.
I love it.
I don't want to be here.
I don't want to talk.
Gideon?
Thank you very much, Senator. I'm Gideon Sweets, and I'm a dagger aficionado.
Excellent. Chisk.
Hi, I am Chisk.
And
panelists. There, I'll do it for you.
Ilexildine.
Thank you very much. What was the question?
Who you are and what you are.
Well, I'm Ilexildine, and I am, as ever, a mother.
I was going to say that. That's
nice.
Count... Flap me with your meat curtains.
Oh. In there.
Flap me.
All right.
Easy back-to-back sentences.
Oh, wild.
To be honest, we were all disturbed by that feature.
Back to the Die As Cast podcast.
Yeah, baby.
Live from Calgary.
Acoustic.
Oh, yes. We are live today. It's going to be a nightmare for one of us, not the rest of us, but for one of us, it's going to be a nightmare to sort out.
And however, for you, dear audience.
And for you,
an audio
to try
nightmare.
To figure out what's going on, who's talking, when.
It'll be good. I mean, does our audience know that we don't all live in the same city all the time, that we record in our bedrooms? And this is the first time we've ever sat around a table like a real D&D game?
That's true.
That's why we're here.
Maddie and I hadn't even met in person before this.
I didn't know Diego had the other half of his body. I didn't until today.
I didn't want to assume.
It grew.
And everybody has pants on.
No.
And I do not record in my bedroom. Just keep that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good.
Stalkers.
Stake that pride in the ground.
All right. So when last we met, you guys had just finished off those people that had oozed up out of the ground.
Bulge Boys.
Bulge Boys.
Bulge Boys.
You are looking at this room. It is roughly longish in shape. As you can see, I'm making long acts with my hands.
That's right.
Oblong is the word I was looking for.
His hand movements really played into the mic.
Yes.
The mic will pick up the wisping of wind of his hands.
Exactly. And there are sort of the curtain you have oozed through, and there is... a strange kind of mouth that has just let out a puff of strange gas and another flesh curtain.
Another flesh curtain?
Behind the gas?
It's starting to feel like an architectural choice.
One on the west and one on the east.
I want to shout. Oh, everyone get back.
Hide.
I'm going to strike a tinderbox. I'm going to see if this gas is flammable.
Oh, shit.
It is not.
Okay, run. Everyone run.
Through the next meat curtain?
Yeah, yeah, whatever way the gas isn't.
I take a components pouch, which is full of herbs and roots and things, and I give it to Gideon, and I say, smell this! And I shove him through the next meat curtain.
I do a deadlift. Smell like salt.
Nice.
Wait, speak Gorgith!
Right. Oh, speak Gorgith! Gorgith!
Like this!
What are we doing there?
The DM doesn't remember.
The last meat curtain we passed said, speak Gorgith to save yourself or something like that?
Yes.
Right. Yes, you had to speak Inferno. Inferno.
So that's I'm reminding Gideon to say...
Ooh, that's very good.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Thank you, Deagle.
The room kind of splits into like a little fork, like two different paths.
Yes.
Correct? Can I stay just behind the wall, peeking to see who steps through the gas?
Yes.
Ooh.
I would really like to see who steps through the gas before I go through the meat curtains. We're going west, right?
Through the fresh meat curtain.
Oh, God.
The unexplored. The
prime
fresh meat curtains.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
I hate it.
It's what it is.
It is.
No one comes through.
The gas just keeps expanding?
There was just a single puff.
What was it?
Oh.
It wasn't an entrance gas. It was a getting rid of gas.
It was sort of a passing gas.
They're opening.
Ah, nice.
Can I take a whiff?
Oh, boy.
Yes, it is the smell of sulfur and rotted flesh.
Somebody farted, is what you're saying.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Did it have a color?
It has just the palest green color.
Hmm. Have we encountered a smell like this before, like down here? I seem to remember a very odorous room.
Well, the whole place just reeks, because the flesh itself is old, near rotted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it has that terrible kind of almost sweet smell.
Oh, God.
Swedish.
Sort of a Swedish smell.
Oh, man.
No.
No. It will not be represented by the chef. So we've dipped into another passageway.
Yeah.
Gorgetta.
Let's go.
Gorgetta.
There is a 10-foot-wide corridor that stretches about 20 feet, and you see it opens up into another room. From where you are standing right at the flesh wall, you can see 6-foot-high bones that form almost like a cage.
Oh, good.
You can only half see it because of the way you're standing back here, but you can half see this cage.
We came through a mouth, and now we're looking at ribs, spine. Anybody?
We went through another... I was going to say beef curtain. That's not what we're talking about. We went through another curtain?
Yes.
Okay, great. Can we see anything in the cage?
What will be your perception?
First lab roll.
Oh!
11.
Yeah. You see there are some shapes sitting sort of on the floor of the cage.
I see. Can't tell what they are, but there is something in there.
There is something there, yes.
Okay.
How far away is this cage?
I would say it's about, from where you guys are standing, it's about 40 feet away.
Oh, shit.
And remember, you can only see half of the cage because you're in this narrow hallway that goes, or 10-foot wide hallway that opens up into a bigger room. You can see the cage off.
In the bigger room.
Yeah.
Right.
What do you reckon? Do you want one of us to go ahead? Shall we all just go?
I can go ahead and see.
Yeah.
The cage is either going to be like something they're keeping caged up because it's dangerous or like prisoners.
Yes.
I want to take those odds.
Likely prisoners.
I think so too.
Do we know of anybody who was missing from up above?
Well, I don't know if everybody made it out into Suskin's group. We know the kids made it out on their dog moles, but I bet you they took some people.
No, there was quite a few people that didn't make it up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then definitely, let's go see what they're holding there.
Right, they had prisoners up on the surface, putting eggs into them. Yeah, there's got to be people.
Oh, shit. All right. No offense, Chisk. Maybe this isn't a good time for you to go first.
I would agree.
Okay.
I don't want to.
Me and Mabel will go forward.
Sure, I'll stay back with you. I've got your 6. Draw my bow.
Sneaky weaky.
Sneaky
Wiggy. Classic phrase. Sneaky Wiggy.
Are you trying
anything? The bear war cry.
Sneaky Wiggy.
It's more of like the Country Bears Jamboree war cry.
He even pulls out a banjo. Okay, we'll stealth up.
You will give it your best shot.
Right.
All right.
I think we'll stealth up.
Can I guidance them?
Guidance
at least one person.
Yeah.
Guide Maeve.
I would like to guidance Maeve.
No.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh yes.
Well, how about this? How about this? I got a 17.
No.
Okay. Okay. That's right. And I'm also on point.
You are on point.
Thanks.
Yes, yeah. We all agree.
Go for everybody else.
And your eyebrows are on fleek.
Maeve got a 5.
You have guidance?
Yep. Oh. I rolled a 3 and a 1.
What's the right
God.
So Maeve had taken her banjo out, thinking that that was an actual thing.
Oh, wait, the jamboree's now?
No, it's not now.
Bing, bing.
I'm actively playing music. I didn't get. I listen. It's a 5, not a 1. I'm not playing a banjo.
All right.
I don't even have a banjo.
Just having it like
frantically searching for her banjo. All of a sudden, remembering it, she left it back in her room.
Right. Got it for her sweet 16.
Maeve
has no banjo.
No banjo.
All
right. You see 3 figures. Standing in the center of the room, as you peek around the corner, Maeve pops into the back. They are moving slowly. One of them has sort of a wooden appearance.
Like Pinocchio?
like Pinocchio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or
He's seen Rent as bird form.
Yes,
that's true.
This is the back of this creature, and they're all 3 of them are hooded.
But they're in a cage?
No, there are figures in the cage, just settled. You see now that there are actually 2 cages, both with these massive ribs acting as the bars of the cage, and there are 3 figures.
And they're outside the cage.
And they're outside the cage.
Gotcha. How many people are in the cage?
Can't tell for sure. It looks like 3, 4, 5 in one cage and 2, 3, 4 in the other.
Is there, now that we're closer, is there any...
Oh, I have just one quick question. Do you have, like, night sight?
Dark vision?
Dark vision?
I don't think that I do.
I do.
Fuck!
Oh, what a good pairing we've sent out.
I don't think I have dark vision, which seems crazy.
I think you're right.
But I don't.
That's what don't.
I do.
All right.
But I also sucked big nugs at my...
That's not, at myself. Not perception.
But
baby.
Not at looking.
That's right.
Who's living in caves?
No.
They sleep in caves.
That's right.
Where it's nice and dark for night time.
That's right.
When they sleep.
How do I get to bed? It's not dark vision. Stumble home.
Could have been at a reasonable hour every night.
It's been at 4 p.m. Yeah.
And how far away are they again? 40 feet?
The cages are about 40 feet away. The people outside the cages would be about 25 feet away.
They're 40 feet away, even the amount that me and Maeve have gone forward.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So they'd be 15 feet less. They're 25 feet away and 10 feet away.
Okay.
And the bones are, like, arranged so you can't just slide through them. It's like a...
It is a cage. Pretty, yeah.
It is a cage.
A rib cage.
Nice.
Nice, very nice. Ay. Okay, I'm just going to use my Eldritch Sight and just detect magic just to see if there's anything there.
That's a great call.
And how does Eldritch Sight work? Do you automatically see that?
It is a 1 action on the self. Yes, you sense the... It's just detect magic. So I can penetrate most barriers blocked by 1 foot of stone, 1 inch of common metal, 3 feet of wood or dirt. Yeah, I can just see. Unless there's 3 feet of wood or dirt in front of me.
If there's dirt, there's
mold earth. Is also locked. You know what I mean?
There does not seem to be any magic on any of these creatures.
Not any magical items?
That's good.
Not any magical items on these 3 creatures.
Would you see like focuses, like spellcasting focuses?
I would say you would not see those.
Okay, but that does mean they don't have Hassan's staff,
yeah,
at the very least.
Or the codex.
Mm. Oh, yeah, okay. Mm. All right. Cool.
Or it's behind 1 inch of lead.
Well, if it's magical, that might just be a book.
It could be just a book with spells in it.
You see, mate,
Would you say if the people in the cage have bugs on them or stomach stitchings or anything?
We can try.
Do your best.
Sure, roll me your perception.
She has dark vision.
Yeah.
She's a fucking vampire.
She has the most dark vision.
I had to take a second to see if I remembered if we can curse or not.
Wait, what kind of podcast is this?
15.
Yep.
That's fucked.
That's so fucked.
Now that you know you can curse, you're just
fucking piss.
Fucking piss.
Okay.
So beef.
Beef.
No. I'm going to call that piss beef from now on.
Nice.
No.
I don't think so.
Should I? I'm going to wave up the other two. Or should we wait? I'm turning to you. I can't see shit.
Why don't you guys go back and then you guys have a full conversation? Mm-hmm. It's pretty stressful from where you guys are sitting
right
now.
Okay. I come back.
Meanwhile, I'm just...
Quaking.
Shit,
I'm giving him a little
gush, massage. Gush. As you walk through this, like,
fuck my life.
Half rotted meat.
Flash floor.
Just, by the way, what do we have at lunch?
No, gross.
Yes, I'm sure it's going to be fine. I mean, we're ready to meet your brother. We've got everything we need. You are ready to help him. To help him see the light. Yeah.
Am I?
I think so. You're so kind and gentle.
I don't know what to say. They're back.
There's a bone cage.
Gush.
There's a bone cage.
Okay.
And there's no magic, but there's a lot of guys. And prisoners, probably.
Okay.
I didn't see any.
What?
Are we talking loud enough for the microphone?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're doing stage whisper. These two are closest, actually.
Okay.
You can't talk like that, though.
Okay.
There you go.
Lots of guys. Like people
three
to fight,
I could see.
Fight, quote unquote.
There's about 7 prisoners and 3 guards, maybe? They're wearing their robes, I can't tell.
Huh. Did it look like the praying mantis robes?
I could not see. Could I see? I could not see.
They don't look.
Did they look like the priest's robes that we met? Korgath's priest?
Oh, like the worm faced.
Word.
Yes.
Hi.
Suffragettes.
Priest. Oh, okay, well...
Oh, I don't want to fight again.
No, should we just go and talk and say hello, everyone? We're here to talk to my brother.
Korgethka!
I could talk to them in Inferno.
I think that's the move.
That's a good idea.
Do we play the trick again where we try and pass you off as Rand?
It hasn't worked yet. Good point. I keep thinking maybe he's not as high as we think he is because nobody has really taken that joke seriously.
They're just trying to kill us.
Yeah.
Oh, we've taken it seriously, buddy.
Gideon's going to take out a sword and slice across. Not opening, but he's going to cut his stomach and go...
What the fuck?
What are you doing?
I'm trying to camouflage myself as some of the people that they met. Like, I'm trying to, if we're going to bring in Ren, I'm going to be one of his, like, his...
Some... No, fuck off!
Jesus Christ, Gideon!
Everyone pretend that I have bombs in me.
What?
Or an egg. I forget who would kind of cultist this is.
Oh my god. I guess we're going. Let's save
him. Okay, so make sure you guys aren't mixing up demons.
Yeah, I for sure are. They're very similar.
Jolly on.
We probably would be.
They have the same. It's either a bug or an egg or a worm or a mantis or a tentacle. It's all the same.
I apologize to all the biologists listening.
Okay. Anyway. But I do remember when I flew over the camp, we did see people putting eggs in the stomach of, like, yes, cut open. So that's what I'm trying to camouflage as. All right. As if I've been sewn back up.
We could have used makeup.
We could have.
Vivisect yourself, God.
It's just scratches. It's a flesh wound. There's no town.
I grab him by the shoulder and say in Inferno, come here, you slug.
Good.
I'm a slug.
I'm like that worm incorporation.
That's good, yeah. I'll cover all the bases. Come here, you slug. Man.
If it isn't, it was just a word that I use as an insult. That's what it is. Oh. Nothing to do with anything. No. I don't say that out loud, though.
Yeah, I'm saying that, but I don't actually mean it, Griffin.
The audience is speaking into my brain.
I'm going to give myself 3 points of damage.
Oh, my God.
I think 1 is sufficient.
All right.
Yes.
Oh.
What a kind DM. Okay, I bring him forward.
You're right.
I do say the first part. The come here, slug. In Inferno. Right. Yeah.
Nave and I follow.
Yeah, sure.
How are we prisoners as well?
Wait, what are we doing?
I hold up a dagger to them.
What do you think? We can all do it. We can all. It's only 1 point of damage.
Yeah, I will. I will bring out the.
We just sort of walk like.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm a zombie. Brains.
That's how far it goes for us.
I like you guys, said,
you guys pretending to be zombies?
We are following behind without purpose, meaning, or personality.
So nothing's changed.
All right.
I do bring out the million dollars. Star stiletto.
Right.
Dagger.
Yes. I wish I had absolutely. That. I'll get everybody to roll their performance check for me, please.
That's interesting. It's interesting. That's interesting.
Aha! May have got an 18.
Ooh.
So, the qualities you were talking about, you are exuding magnificently.
I have advantage because I hurt myself.
No, but you can have a plus 5.
Okay, I'll take it.
Whoa, jeez. That's good. Bad. Yeah.
Commit. You got it. He's committing to the bit.
Yeah.
Still, could he use makeup?
21.
21.
Thank God.
Yeah.
10.
So, what if I did the worst job performing?
No, I got the worst performing.
Oh, no.
I got an 8.
But you have Rend and the Korgath thing, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, doesn't he get advantage because he's Rend? He looks exactly like Rend?
You'd think so.
Brutal. Oh, no.
is your deception better than your performance?
No.
Can you guide yourself?
They're both minus 1. I can guide myself. It's not going to help much, even if I go.
I see. Now we're slowly remembering.
12.
All right. Now we're slowly remembering why this never
worked. No. I lied. It's not 8. It's 6, so that's 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Middling.
It was minus 1, not middling. Plus
1. Yeah.
Come here.
He realizes Ren sounds exactly like him halfway through, so he stops dropping his voice and he just talks normal halfway through.
That's what it is.
The three undead creatures turn to look at all of you.
These are the ones outside of the cage?
Yes.
Fuck.
Undead.
There is an undead Piney, an undead Selang, and one that's basically skeletal, could have been a half-elf or a human.
Fuck.
And they all have sort of the red eyes, and they shuffle forward.
Command them. Command them.
There's no sort of reaction from the Piney?
Is it Rend?
Is it Rend?
It's not Rend.
Okay.
Oh. Thank God.
Okay.
Actually, no, I want... Fuck!
You just want him undead?
No, well, I don't know what he is now. He might be.
I don't want to fight again. Can we get these people out of here and run?
Yeah, do we have a better sense of who's in the cage or what their status is?
They all look pretty beat up and dirty and dingy and dejected.
Great.
The three Ds.
Shit.
In Inferno, I say, stop in the name of Korgath.
Sick. Okay, sick.
So yeah, they'd stop and look at you.
Oh, I can't believe that worked.
Keep going.
Release the prisoners.
And they all look at each other.
Kind of looking at you
with your head, the head cocked.
Don't look at me like that. Obey orders.
Okay, roll me intimidation.
Fuck yeah. Awesome. Intimidation, not great.
Don't minus talk that one. Way, Chiz. You can do it. Oh, you can be it's intimidating. In
box.
Can I give like him an advantage?
I don't like that at all.
Here, let me explain what I'm going to do.
It really is dependent on him being Rend. Channeling his Renness.
I know.
And he's not having a good time doing it.
Okay. I want to help with intimidation.
It's okay.
I was going to take a soccer fall as if he pushed me over.
Oh! A soccer fall.
I landed on my cuts.
I don't think you can say cuts on this podcast.
I mean,
I like it. I like it. So, yeah, all of them sort of look down as Gideon lies to the ground.
He's so strong, and I'm so weak.
Yeah, this is going very well. It's just mine. He is acing it.
I'm killing it. This is the best performance I've ever given.
Yeah.
So no advantage is what I'm getting.
What?
Because I rolled a 2.
Oh, my God. We're dead.
It was a 3 and a 1.
Oof.
All right. So the white, and you can tell it's white as it moves forward, and you can just feel the sort of cold radiating off of it.
Fuck.
Which one is the white? The non-Selang, non-Piney?
All three of them are whites.
Oh, they're all
white.
Oh
my God.
We have to
But
go.
They've moved away from the cage. They've walked up to us?
They have, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh.
They point.
To?
The Piney points to another door.
It just points?
What's the gesture? Yeah.
Does it... Okay, let me figure out. Maybe.
Yeah. It's sort of a doom Christmas future kind of pointing.
Nice.
I looked towards that door. I
literally was just thinking of Christmas future.
I think we've referenced Christmas Carol like four times in this podcast.
I look towards the door. Is it, like, what's it? Is there another meat curtain there? Is there gas? Like, is it?
It's another one of these orifices you have to push through, yeah.
I sort of shamble towards the door that he's gesturing to. Like, I take his order, and okay. I go
with her.
Yeah.
All right. And are you actually going to leave?
I'm going to move towards that door so I can go and investigate it a little bit.
Okay.
And see why he was pointing towards it.
Yeah, what the fuck? I chuck him and I stand my ground.
Oh!
Yeah.
Mm. Can I clock the, like, what's keeping them in cages? Like, what the locking mechanism is?
Mm. Sure. What you would see basically is there's a sort of bone arrangement that's a very simple latch lock deal.
Okay, great.
What you'd figure out is they're just telling you to leave.
They're looking at me?
Yeah. They're saying they're telling you they're not going to release the prisoners and you have to get out of here.
Oh, okay.
They haven't killed us, which
is. Yeah, I'll take it.
But.
Quiet. Sorry, vermin.
My skin.
Jesus, my skin.
What's the state of the door that they're gesturing towards? What's beyond it?
As you look beyond the door, you see this long, narrow hallway, and you see the rest of the villagers, or at least their hands.
This what? Is what Alex and I see through the door. Oh my god,
their hands.
Do you mean like these embodied hands, or do you mean like
these hands sort of reaching up and standing out of the floor,
just grabbing.
Yeah. But dozens of them. And the hallway stretches off and ends at another orifice.
Oh. I shake my head. Oh.
No.
Is there another door out of here?
Another door out of here? No.
Just the one we came through on this one?
Yes.
Fuck's sake.
Oh my god,
no. Are they alive?
Are the hands grasping at things? Are they moving or are they just sort of planted in the ground like trees?
No, they are definitely grasping. You can see a couple of them are pulling at a corpse, tugging.
What kind of corpse?
You can't tell that from here.
Okay, so these hands, do they look.
They mostly look skeletal or zombie like?
Jesus fucking hell. Okay.
The villagers' hands, though.
Yeah, but if they're dead already.
There's not much we can do.
Shit. Yeah.
I mean,
But the ones in the cages looked alive.
Or your perception.
Fuck.
But it would be disadvantage there, blind boy.
Even though I'm quite close, I'm like within 10 feet of them?
Yeah, I'd say.
All right. That one.
Oh, my God.
The other roll was so good. That's too bad.
Yeah.
He did say they looked beat up.
Yeah.
Not zombified.
Yeah, I think our only ways.
I shamble back to Chisk.
Come here!
And I whisper in your ear, do you have a way to get through? Whether we go back, backtrack the entire other way, or we go through this.
I'm going to cover their whispering by going.
Yeah, good.
Is Gideon right? It's verging on sexual.
Infected. I think being down here without any sun has taken a toll on his mental state as well.
He's cracking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I missed some water.
I think we have to move through.
What do we do with a drunk?
No offense, Chisk. You're not the most fleet-footed person, and I worry they're going to grab you. How do we get you through there?
I have no fucking clue.
How long was the hallway with all the hands?
30 feet.
And how high are these hands from the ground?
Just more like
forearm height.
They're straight coming from the ground.
Yeah.
Correct. And you said there's another meat curtain at the end of.
There he is.
Okay, guys. I haven't moved. I haven't followed you. I'm still at the curtain. Motherfucker. I'm going to misty step across the hallway.
To the meat curtain on the other side.
To the other side.
Nice. The moment I see her starting to say some words, I say words also and like do hands like I did the magic.
Okay.
Oh, like you teleported me.
Yeah.
Ah.
All right. So you missed that.
Not another spell, master.
Shut up. I'm going to call you.
I'm a slug.
Be quiet.
Seriously.
I'm just a little slug boy.
Serious, dude.
Serious.
Seriously.
I don't have that many insults.
Shut up. Seriously.
Okay. Pew. I hope it goes pew. Pew. It's
like, yeah. Just a quiet little
pew. Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Yeah. It's like a sprinkle of stars.
All right. And all the hands sort of reach towards Maeve.
As she lands on the other side.
Yes, she lands on the other side.
Can I peek through the curtain on the other side of the hall?
Yeah.
Don't like that. You can't see that, but he made a face.
He made a bad face.
Not like that face. I don't want to, like, rip the thing open and be like, hello, but I want to, like, I just look.
Pulling apart the edges of the flesh. Take a look
through the stick my little cheeks
through. Oh,
God. Oh, wow, it's beautiful.
And Carrie coming out of the rhino.
Miracle of God.
Getting froze up.
All right. This room is very large. It looks like it's about 80 feet long. It is also a sort of rough, oblong, maybe a more triangular shape, or diamond shape. You see the walls in here are kind of lit with a dark green, brown, pulsating light. And you hear a low reverberating.
The brown note.
Yeah.
That's right.
After coming through some flesh curtains, the brown note sounds awful.
Far end, you see four figures standing before a dark, sickly green mass of swirling color.
Oh, shit. The writhing prince.
It's good. It's good. It's good.
They are chanting as well.
We made it.
Oh, and also, they're chanting.
Chanting the brown note.
Oh, sorry. Let me give you some more detail. Each one of them is surrounded by sprawled corpses.
Oh.
One of the ones in the middle also has a large worm.
So each of the four figures...
So they're facing this swirling light.
Right. And they each have a field of dead bodies around them. And one of them has a worm?
Yeah. Aye. Like a large, like a giant snake kind of size worm.
Meanwhile, back in the other room.
No, I'm shitting.
Fuck.
He's covered, get his mouth.
Do I think I can carry Chisk on my back?
Yes.
Yeah?
I've asked you this before, and it was weird.
It is weird, but this place is weird, and I don't know how else to get you across there.
Why am I a concern and not you?
I'm faster than you are.
You are.
I'm more fleet-footed.
Yeah.
And
but with me on you...
I think it'll still be better than you on your own.
Oh, well, that's...
I'm sorry. I just think it's true.
Mm-hmm. It's truth hurts, but I agree.
And I don't think Gideon can carry you, not in his current condition.
Certainly not. All right, let's go. Come here, furry thing.
Oh, good one, sir.
Oh, all of the whites. Ooh, that was so harsh.
Too hard.
Right. It's too much.
That's right. They all tisk.
I sort of kick kick Gideon forward through the meat curtain into the hand hallway.
What's the face that Maeve is making on the other side?
Big eyes.
Big manga eyes at you guys.
Quivering lips. They haven't seen me yet, hey?
No, they're long
they're
ways
locked
down.
They're locked in on their scary tentacle orb. Okay. Am I able to see, like, any identifying features about them? I.e., does any of them look like Chisk?
They are also all hooded.
God damn it, with the hood.
Perception.
Oh, they try and hide.
Come on, please, baby, come on.
Come on, baby.
Oh, nat 20!
Hey! He's back! Let's go!
You can't tell for sure from the back, but one of them is definitely a piney.
Oh, I don't like that.
I spin around to look at them at the other... You guys have come through?
Yeah, we're standing just at the precipice of the hand hallway.
All right.
Do I go in?
Wait.
I do the T gesture, like playing tag. T.
Oh!
I'm going to get Chisk on my back, cast jump on myself.
Oh!
And
cast resistance on you.
I'm going to take a 10-foot running start and try, and I'm a deer.
Ooh.
Leap down this hallway.
Ooh.
With jump cast on myself, I think I can jump pretty fucking far.
Right. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah.
How long is the hallway? The hand hallway?
30 feet.
Okay.
That's not bad.
What are you going to do there, bear boy?
Yeah, I think what I'll do, honestly, is how wide is it?
It's narrower than the one you've come from, so it's probably just shy. It's just over 5 feet.
Oh, okay, great. I think that I'll try and, I mean, I'll do like some uncanny dodge stuff. I'll do some disengage stuff. I'll do like a bonus action, whatever, a dodge action. And I'll try and kind of kip off each wall. Kind of down through. It's only 5 feet.
Very crouching bear, hidden dragon.
Yeah, that's really all I can think of. I was going to think about arguing just if I take the disengage action, I can just make it through everything rule-wise. But I like the idea of me jumping off more.
I think for... if we had an acrobatics and an athletics check.
Sure.
All right, I'll take it.
Not acrobatics?
Jumping is pretty acrobatic.
It is, except he's carrying a relatively heavy...
Yeah,
do you want me to describe to you the wording of the spell awesome. Jump?
I know you can. You'll be able to cover the distance, no problem. Okay. I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
I got a 28 acrobatics.
All right.
But I am going to wait until... I'm going to go second.
Okay.
I want the cinematic view of... Ilex and Chisk leaping over Gideon as he deftly...
Oh, shit, okay.
Chisk open cool. arms, midair.
Oh.
Oh, no, I got stuck.
Oh, it no, we'll it. Never know.
I guess we'll never
it's
know.
It's the podcast.
It's a nat 20.
No! We are so back.
Da, 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 da.
We wasted them all on the preamble to the boss.
Yeah, just getting through the hallway to the boss.
Fucking foyer.
Clatter, clatter, clatter.
Hey, my chariot.
I'm hopping wall to wall. At one point, I grab Alex's hoof. I use it to jump to the next wall.
Oh my God.
All right. So now you guys are all standing huddled at the far end while the hands are trying to reach and grab at you. There are four chanting figures at the far end of the room.
Chisk.
I think it's just, I just have to go.
Do we go in guns blazing or do we go in with diplomacy and patience?
Diplomacy and patience.
They are in the middle of a ritual.
I know. I step off.
I think your power here is that you're you. That's the most powerful thing you can be.
I agree.
So inspirational. I should be on the poster.
I'm gonna stay in this room, kind of watch you folks.
Okay. Secretly?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
How far are the guys away from the door?
80 feet.
80!
They're on the other side of the room.
Actually, I can do that. Okay, great.
I walk slowly into the middle of the room.
I follow him.
I follow too. No.
Oh, are we doing
I follow Chisk's lead, and if he's just being Chisk, I will just be Alex. Just be us.
I start like, oh, and then I realize no one else is doing shit.
Nothing worse than boarded zombie acting.
Can I understand what they're saying, what they're chanting?
Yes, you
with
can.
With my infinite language.
Infinite language. Do you have what's that fee called? Or is it just...
Linguist.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's so useful.
Yeah.
Isn't there another one called like Polyglot or something?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Polygon is somebody who... The writhing prince, lord of decay, devourer of all things, be reborn into the world of the living on this night.
And they're just repeating this?
Mm-hmm. Oh. But there is definitely an energy in the room. Like you spellcasting types can start to feel it sort of on the back of your head as this ritual has started.
I just kind of go towards the center of the room and I say... Brother?
The one with the snake, or with the worm around him, turns, and he looks at you, and it is Rend. And you see his eyes, which are red, widen, and you see all these worms and tentacles falling from the front of his mouth.
Fuck. And he's undead.
And he says, cheers. What are you doing here?
Oh, brother, what are you?
I am a messenger of Gorgoth. I am the divine messenger of Gorgoth.
Brother, I've traveled very far to find you. You must stop this. This isn't you.
This
is the way to peace. This is the way to save the rope god.
Have any of the others turned at all?
No, they're continuing to chant, I'm afraid.
Rend, this isn't the way to save the rope god. This is just going to cause more trouble in all of Midgard. You know this.
It is done, brother. Flee, brother. Now!
I won't.
Korgoth arrives!
Leave him to me.
No.
We have to stop this.
Chase, what do you mean?
I just run towards him.
Thank you very much to Kobold Press for all the lovely Midgard materials, to Maps and Melodies for normally making some fantastic songs that go in these episodes, but with these episodes not having any songs or sound effects, I'll just say, Maps and Melodies, we love you. To Morgan Ermter for all the graphic design work done for the Daya's cast. If you have any thoughts or questions or concerns about the show or anything else, D&D, you can email me at griffin@daya'scast.com. You can find us on social medias at the Daya's cast or on the web at daya'scast.com. Follow the cast, Cinder Emma B, Diego Stradle, Madeline Hunter-Smith, Griffin Cork. Kevin doesn't give out his socials, I don't know. But more than anything, please join the Discord. I want to hear your thoughts about these live episodes and if we should record more of them. I had a blast. It's terrible to listen to sometimes, but I had a blast. We'll see you all very soon. Bye.